Hey. Welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason. I have a pretty good episode scheduled for today. So, before I get into it, let me get my disclaimers out of the way so we don't have to worry about those. The information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday on OutworldFleetRadio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive, and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where I strongly encourage you and ask humbly to like, subscribe, comment, and hit that notification bell. I also have an email. If you ever want to email me anything, and these can be anything, as well as the comments like fun facts I may have missed, if you have requests for future episodes, if there are things you like, if there are things I got wrong that you want to correct, anything like that, I'm open to conversations. You can email me anytime at b4itall@yahoo.com. So this week I am covering Speedy from the Green Arrow tribe, but I'm not just covering any Speedy. I am covering Mia Dearden, who is probably my favorite Speedy because the original Speedy is Arsenal and he does it in Red Arrow now, so he's kind of well graduated into that. So, you know, I don't even count him really. But before I get into it, let me give you a fun fact about the Green Arrow tribe, universe, whatever. So, fun fact, Stephen Amell wasn't the first live-action Green Arrow on the CW. Justin Hartley actually was. He was the original live-action Green Arrow from the Smallville series that aired on CW. There you go. Now you have some knowledge. Mind blown. All right, so let's get into this one. This one shouldn't be too bad. So, her real name is Mia Dearden. And Mia Dearden is a teenage runaway who was abused by her father. Unable to survive on her own, she fell in love with the man who offered her shelter and food in exchange for exploiting her in a child trafficking ring. Mia was rescued from one of her clients, a depraved local politician, by the costumed hero Green Arrow, who had just returned from the dead and to Star City. Like, what are you going to do? You just got resurrected. I'm going back to Star City. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, sent by the Green Arrow to see Oliver Queen, you know, which is his real identity, for help, Mia saw through Queen's disguise and became his new ward. In time, he starts to see her as a daughter. Mia continued to work with Oliver, who was busy trying to reconstruct his own life, and after coming upon her crossbow, Ollie began to train her as an archer. In addition, she trains with Oliver's son Connor Hawk in martial arts and forges a close friendship with him. Mia continually petitioned Green Arrow to allow her to serve as a sidekick, but Oliver demurred, not wanting to put another teenager at risk. You know why? Because Oliver Queen had common sense. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Now, Mia appeared in Green Arrow as a supporting character until 2004, when writer Judd Winnick revealed that she was actually HIV positive, which is a legacy of her exploitation. That is heavy. That is heavy right there. With this knowledge, Mia redoubled her efforts to convince Green Arrow to let her become the new Speedy, and the Green Arrow finally relented. I don't know why, but he did. Mia takes up the mantle of Speedy, and subsequently Oliver decided that she would do well to join the Teen Titans. In order to earn her spot on the team, Cyborg had the new Speedy face off against Robin. While Robin beat her, Mia proved herself to be a very skilled fighter and a worthy Titan. Shortly after her first official mission with the Titans, she revealed to the team that she was actually HIV positive. They accepted her without question or fear. Now, I have a problem with this. Not the fact that they accepted her without question or fear. That's great. But she went on a mission with them. Like, what happens if she bleeds on them? You know, like, I mean, it can transmit through blood, right? So, like, that sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think she's an awesome hero, but that sucks, man. I'm not a fan of that. Maybe this is like the dad in me coming out, but that's bad. All right. Now, the first Speedy, Arsenal, or Roy Harper, gave me a set of his old arrows, including a mysterious blue arrow labeled "Only Use in an Emergency." Not even Roy knew its power. Mia was tempted to use the arrow on her first mission against Dr. Light, against a possessed Superboy, Indigo, Lex Luthor, and Brainiac. And again when they faced off against the demon servants of Brother Blood. When she finally did use the arrow, it turned out to be a Phantom Zone arrow, stolen from Superman's Fortress of Solitude by Roy when he was Speedy. Mia used the arrow to attempt to trap Superboy Prime, however, he was able to escape almost immediately, apparently through his own super strength. After the events of Infinity Crisis, Mia recuperated from injuries on an island with Green Arrow and Connor, returning approximately a year later. In her time on the island, Mia trained in new styles of fighting and healing, and on working as a team with Green Arrow. Now Jason Todd, a former partner of Batman, he was the Red Hood, kidnaps Dearden. Jason believed that he and Speedy shared similarities. Is he HIV positive? Oh no, they're not that similar. Though he kidnapped her to retaliate against Batman's interference in his gun smuggling operation. By involving Green Arrow, he was trying to show Batman the price of enlisting others into their conflict. Jason took Speedy to Smith O'Neill High School, where the former Robin untied her so that they could fight. Jason commented on how alike they were, living on the streets and having to do bad things in order to survive. He was also aware of her past and situations with her family as a streetwalker, and her HIV status. Jason defeated Speedy, but allowed her to escape after telling her that neither Batman nor the Green Arrow would ever really understand her, but that she would. Afterwards, he blew up the school and left, because that's just what you do, apparently. Despite her vehement denial, Jason's words have apparently affected Mia on some level. In the months since this event, things for Mia and the rest of her family have been in a constant state of upheaval. It all began when Green Arrow proposed to the Black Canary, and after a ceremony in Happy Harbor that was then attacked by supervillains, it was revealed that Green Arrow never actually managed to marry Dinah. Instead, he was kidnapped and replaced with Everyman, who attempted to kill Dinah on her wedding night. Mia, Connor, and Dinah managed to save Ollie, who was kidnapped by Granny Goodness and the Amazons, but immediately after Connor is killed by a gunshot meant for Ollie. Wow. The attack leaves Connor in a vegetative state, after which he is kidnapped by the supposed League of Assassins, and Mia, Dinah, and Ollie scour the world with Batman and Plastic Man in search of their missing family member. During this time, the group meet and work with a young British vigilante named Dodger, to whom Mia becomes attracted to. Throughout the mission, Mia and Dodger work together, this partnership culminating in Dodger asking Mia out on a date. Woo! After Connor's rescue, Mia moves to London to pursue a romance with Dodger, although she eventually returns from London, having broken up with him since she found him snogging the actress Emma Watson. God bless it, Hermione. You take everyone. Alright. She returns just in time to save Black Canary during a battle to witness Ollie leaving. She returns in a costume of black with black arrows, differentiating her from the green costume that Ollie wears and the red that Roy sports as Red Arrow. During the Blackest Night storyline, Mia briefly travels to Coast City with Connor in order to fight off the Black Lantern invasion. She and Connor rescue Dinah from Ollie, who had been transformed into a Black Lantern by Necron. They return to Star City following the end of Blackest Night. Now, during the events of Justice League, Cry for Justice, Mia is babysitting Roy Harper's daughter, Leon, but is called away when the Electrocutioner is cited planting bombs created by Prometheus in Star City, which are intended to move Star City to an alternate universe. The bombs, however, do not support or teleport the city, but instead begin destroying it, because that's what bombs do. To Mia's horror, the bombs destroy their home and Leon with it. This leads directly to the storyline of Rise and Fall. In the Rise and Fall storyline, Mia helps out Green Arrow after the Justice League attempts to capture him for killing Prometheus. While Green Arrow distracts the League, Mia kidnaps the Electrocutioner and brings him to their hideout beneath Star City. Though Mia begs Green Arrow for the chance to kill Electrocutioner, he convinces her that killing is not the answer and takes Electrocutioner into custody. Following the arrest, Mia attends Leon's funeral alongside a number of prominent heroes, including her former teammates from the Teen Titans. During the service, Mia is attacked by Roy, who angrily blames her for getting Leon killed. Though Ravager intervenes and eventually causes Roy to leave, Mia is left visibly shaken by his accusations. Now, Red Arrow or Arsenal, Roy Harper, whatever you want to call him, that's her dad. Like, this is a guy that lost his daughter. And could it have been different? I don't think it could have, because if Mia didn't go and try to stop the bombs, like, they would have still gone off. Like, she was in a situation where she tried to do her best to help. It just wasn't enough at the time. But if she didn't try, it definitely wouldn't have been enough. So, like, no matter what happened, if she didn't stop it completely, this was the outcome that was happening. And that sucks. That sucks to have that over your head. Now, alongside Damian Wayne and the group of other ex-Titans, Mia aids the then-current team of Teen Titans during their battle against Superboy Prime and the Legion of Doom. During the battle, she and Ravager work together to successfully take down the Persuader. Now, in September of 2011, the New 52 rebooted DC's continuity. In this new timeline, the character is first mentioned in the Green Arrow storyline Kingdom, when a mysterious individual tortures a man for information on the whereabouts of Mia Dearden, whom he somehow considers to be more of a threat to him than the Green Arrow. She's only shown in the picture, and she says that her father, John King, is after her. So, it doesn't really give much more information than that. But man, what a history, right? Like, this is crazy. What do you guys think? Did I miss anything important? Do you know what she's doing now? Is she doing anything of worth? Is there anything that I missed? Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitter or X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive and all those things, and even YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. I post superhero memes daily. I do a weekly meme review that focuses on superhero memes. And I do the deep dive every Tuesday. But, yeah. Let me know. Leave a comment. Let's have a conversation. Because what you may find, other people may piggyback off of that. Especially if you have ideas for the hero, or if you have ideas for future episodes. I would love to hear them. But let me get into her powers. Now, Mia possesses no superhuman powers and abilities, but is an accomplished archer. Unlike Connor Hawk, who relies on simple wooden shafts, like Oliver, Mia employs trick arrows. In addition to a bow, Mia is also proficient in the use of a crossbow, much to Oliver's dismay. He doesn't like crossbows that much. Although Mia is a skilled street fighter, Connor Hawk and Black Canary also taught her many forms of martial arts such as Krav Maga, Kenjutsu, and self-defense prior to taking up the mantle of Speedy. 1 year after Infinite Crisis, she expanded her training on an island with Connor and, like her mentor, is now an expert in sword combat. Mia is also HIV positive, and as such, she takes antiretroviral drugs with all the attendant side effects. Due to her condition, she also has to be very careful when she's injured in combat. Yeah, she does. That's insane. Alright, so fun facts. Mia Dearden appears in Smallville, portrayed by Elise Gayton. Similarly to the comics, this version is a brunette runaway who turns to selling herself before entering an underground boxing ring. In the episode Crossfire, Oliver Queen finds Dearden and attempts to take her under his wing, but she betrays him to the criminal she owes money to. With Lois Lane's help, Queen rescues Dearden, and in the episode Disciple, Dearden is kidnapped by Vortigern before she is rescued by Queen and Clark Kent, during which she discovers the former's secret identity and becomes his protege. A loose interpretation named Thea Dearden Queen, portrayed by Willa Holland, appears as a daughter of Malcolm Merlyn and half-sister to Oliver Queen. Throughout the series, she uses Mia as an alias and eventually goes on to join Team Arrow as Speedy. A separate character named Mia Smoke, portrayed by Catherine McNamara, appears as Queen's future daughter from 2040, who takes on the mantle of the Green Arrow while helping avert a crisis. So, yeah. So they've kept her in the mythos, which is good. I like that, even if she's not a prominent character. But my final thoughts on her. You know, I like this character. I like Mia Dearden. The coolest thing about this character is the fact that she is like perfectly imperfect. I think there needs to be a major story with her at the center though. Like, she's got some of the worst circumstances, like almost reminiscent of the original Marvel version of Captain Marvel. You know, and if you know, the original Marvel version of Captain Marvel, not the Shazam Captain Marvel, but the original Marvel version, he was like super powerful and then he got cancer and nothing could heal that cancer. And that's how he actually died. So he died by like that one thing that can affect any of us at any given time. That's kind of how I feel about her. Like, she's got a disease that will ultimately kill her. And I think they need to capitalize on that. Like, there are situations that make heroes really unrelatable. And this situation puts her on completely, like, the same level as anyone else. Like, this could be comic gold because of something that other heroes can't save her from. They can't fix this. This is something that is slowly destroying her bit by bit. And I don't want to see anyone suffer. I don't want to see portrayals of people suffering. But I think the story is compelling and the story is there. And that's what I want. I want the story. I think we need some heroes that can help tell a good story, not be super powerful, and have their own hangups that make them like a normal person, you know? Like, she could easily be one of them, especially with the challenges she has to face. Not only as someone with HIV, but being in a team and making sure that if she bleeds, she's got to protect not just herself, but her teammates around her. She's also got to be able to handle relationships, which is like a whole thing on its own. Like, with her relationship, she went overseas to be with Dodger. And, you know, she dumped him because he ended up getting with Emma Watson or something. Like, he was stolen by Emma Watson. Dang it, Hermione. But, you know, like, were they able to be intimate? And if they were, like, did he constantly have to get tested? You know, these are hangups that even if you trust your partner, like, if your partner has HIV or if you have HIV and you're protected, I would imagine you, just because of that HIV status, you're still constantly getting yourself tested. That's a big hangup. That is a lot on someone's shoulders. that has the HIV, like to have that kind of responsibility. Because what if you're in a relationship with someone and then you guys break up, like this whole Mia and Dodger situation? He's got to test himself for quite a while after the breakup to make sure that he is HIV negative, you know, because if he ends up being positive, then that's on her. And then whatever relationship he's in the future stems from that too. It's like this whole domino effect. That's an insane amount of pressure. So she can definitely be more significant than she is. And I would love to see a really good storyline surrounding that. Even if it ultimately means her departure from the comics. Like, even if she ultimately dies from it, I want to see that story, because that is a heroic story that, you know, she's got to do. And let's say there is a story where she does die. You have to show an aftermath of people that have been close to her getting tested, just to make sure there wasn't like blood splatter during a battle or something like that. Like, this is a huge, profound thing. And what if one of the other characters ends up being HIV positive from something like blood transfer? Then you have a whole ongoing story, and her legacy of being a hero can either be tarnished with bad writing. It can be accelerated. I mean, who knows? But there's a lot that can be done just from the ripple effect of this. But I want to know what you guys think. What do you think we can do? Should we just let her disappear off in the sunset so we don't have to worry about this anymore? Or should we let it play out and see where it goes? Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive, and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. You can even email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. Everything is open. I love having conversations with people, so I'd strongly encourage it. But yeah, that's what I got. So in the meantime, guys, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. We'll see you next time for another Superhero Deep Dive. Bye-bye, guys.